All right, it's Brandon Vogt, 96.3 News Radio KQOB. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday afternoon. And joining us now is for the closing bells. It just closed about 30-some minutes ago. Pablo Spanagopoulos of Cetera Advisor Networks, and you can check out myfinancialsense.com. And Pablo's 2 weeks from today, voters will be casting their ballots in the midterm elections. And is now the time to bail out on the market since the Dow rebounded 1,600 points since Friday, another banner day. What do you think is going to happen on Election Day? Are we in for a train wreck?
Well, not so fast. Don't worry about the train wreck, Brandon. What you're witnessing right now is a regime change.
Are you talking about the Republicans reclaiming a majority in the House and Senate as well as state and local levels?
Well, you know, we saw something, a regime change going on in the U.K. You remember that that lady, she's no longer the prime minister.
They keep changing over there.
Rishi Sunak, he's the new prime minister. And again, he was the head of a hedge fund.
Yeah.
So I guess, Brandon, you know, Great Britain let the fox into the chicken coop. But again, we're talking about this regime change. It's not about party leadership. It's more about stock market leadership. So let's let history be our guide. Step back, see the forest, not the trees. And when it comes to midterm elections, it doesn't matter if the elections turn red or blue. Midterm elections since World War II have, except for two times, have been positive and have outpaced the average nearly 3-1.
Oh, wow, that sounds too good to be true. That means we should be maxing out our 401ks, simple, and Roth IRAs, and our kids' 529s. Explain these three to the 3-1 ratio.
Yes, let's hope I get our schools in better shape here in New Mexico so our kids will go and need those 529s, right? They get accepted to college. So it sounds like a good report you guys are doing earlier today.
Yeah.
But now the 401k, Brandon, you're still under 50, but it's going to go up for us over 50 to $30,000 you can put away. So it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Just go to our website, My Financial Sense, click on the resource tab, and you can check out the article on the mark at the top of the tab. Midterm election and stock market returns, and our listeners can read for themselves. Since 1930, the average return for 12 months after the midterm election is 13%, compared to 5.5% for other years. Only in two instances did the markets have negative returns after midterm elections, and that was in 1930-31. That was during the Great Depression, and in 1938 and 39, that was the onset of World War II. So most investors will see this uptick, you know, once-in-a-lifetime investing opportunity. We talked about last week, everybody's rushing, Brandon, you know, to the wrong side of the boat. The average investor was a net seller of equities last month. Trillions of dollars were pulled out of the stock market. Brandon, just in time for this market rally, right?
Yeah, that's right. So tell us more about this regime change.
Well, Brandon, we all know inflation's here to stay. It's not what the pundits say or the Federal Reserve. You know, you got to think about investments that benefit from inflation.
Yeah, commodity-based stocks, we all get inflation, but why do investors sell when they should be buying, especially the necessities of life like energy, food, and metals?
Well, Brandon, it's, you know, it's human nature. We're all emotional and fearful about our money, and of course, we have both greed and fear has gripped the market the last month. Our website, you know, basically, there's a Dalbar study talking about investors' return versus the market from January 1992 to January 2022. And the case study is pretty shocking. You can see how emotions can wreck your financial planning's future.
Yeah. Is that why it's important to have seasoned investment professionals like you who've seen firsthand the markets, the midterm elections for more than 36 years, and you've guided thousands of clients through many a volatile market?
Yeah, this is no exception. The stats show that having a financial advisor helps you. Again, you know, we're all emotional about our money, but you know, we try not to be as advisors. We try to basically gauge those fear and greed and try to guide our investors to a path toward retirement. And then after you retire, you need to have an advisor that also understands sequence of returns and make sure that you're on track. And of course, Brandon, you got to stick to the plan, right?
Yeah. Speaking of sticking to your financial plan, you have a special Zoom meeting this Friday with Asset Mark. Tell everybody about that and how they can get signed up for it.
Yes. You can just go to our events tab on our website, My Financial Sense, and you sign up for this very informative, timely event. Kezia Samuel, she'll be talking about the market and the opportunities coming, what's happening right now with the election and midterm election, what the Fed is doing. And just this interactive event will take place this Friday at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. Listeners can gain insight about the current state of the economy, as well as investment implications about stocks and bonds. And again, just go to our website, or I guess you can go the old school way and just give us a call, 505-828-4068, and we'll get you signed up for that.
Yeah, again, that's myfinancialsense.com. Pavlos, give us your disclosure.
Well, I also want to mention that a good friend of mine, Brian Huskinson, he works at TLC, is having a haunted house.
Oh, wow.
It'll be by La Cueva. I'll probably put it on Facebook and link it to your Facebook.
Yeah.
And all everybody that gets into a haunted house will be, again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Halloween. They just need to take a canned good, and that canned good will go to the food bank. So that's a very worthwhile
thing.
So I'll put something like that on there. And then also I want to mention that Securities Investment Advisor Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Brandon, you enjoy your kids. Enjoy Halloween. At that age, we always loved having the kids. And you should have a lot of fun this weekend.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Thank you, Pavlos, for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, thank you for getting us back on.
No
problem. Pavlos Panagopoulos, Cetera Advisor Networks. And again, it's myfinancialsense.com.
Hey, gents, let's talk Halloween for a second.
What is your favorite Halloween memory? One time I saw Nightmare Before Christmas performed live at the Hollywood Bowl.
Walking with your kids.
It felt so magical.
And after they've got their candy and they walk away.
So pure.
The dad inside the house is handing you a beer.
My dad, when I get home, he would have me like empty out all the candy to make sure that it's safe. And it wasn't until I was about 35 that I realized, what the f***? He was just eating my candy. Rude.
What's your favorite Halloween costume?
One year I was Matthew McConaughey's character from Dazed and Confused.
One year I was like, I would like to be Roadkill.
The Halloween costume was a plastic smock and then a really scratchy plastic mask. I mean, you would style it if you had one of those.
Aquaman, the plastic mask cutting into your eyes, and then you get that little hole in the mouth to breathe through all night long.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
What's your fave candy, Mandy?
Oh, that rhymes.
Anything Reese's,
Snickers bars.
It's all the food groups.
It's a meal.
Nuts, you got caramel, yes.
Candy corn. I love
me too.
Candy corn. Wait, really?
I'm one of the small percent of people who actually really enjoys candy corn. It gets a bad rap.
Thank you so much, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween from the Cumulus Podcast Network. Make sure to subscribe and follow us at youtube.com/Cumulus Podcast.
Candy corn is terrible. It's atrocious. It shouldn't be allowed. It's not a candy.
Ooh. Happy Halloween.